John, how do you, I guess, bounce back from a result or last quarter like that and when you're facing Hawthorn this week?
Oh, look, I don't think it's about bouncing back. The boys' endeavour, I think, for the most part, was really good last week. And there comes a point in time where skill or your skill and execution or lack thereof undermines your effort a little bit. So, look, the boys are really brave. We took on the top team on their home deck after they'd been stung quite savagely by the Hawks, and we thought we competed really well. And especially given the fact that, you know, I think there was 11 players that had played under 50 games. So in terms of experience, we were up against it.
How much of this week is about, I guess, playing the way you want to play, but also, I guess, limiting what Hawthorn can do, if you know, if that makes sense?
Well, yeah. Look, Hawthorn's an outstanding football team, and it's very hard to limit what they do because they do it so well, and they have done for a long period of time. They've been the best team in the competition, basically, over the last 3 or 4 years. So we still want to play our way, and our inexperienced players, you know, the ones we've just talked about, need to keep working at playing what we know is going to help us be a better team long term.
What do you make of the theory that they're unbeatable and indestructible? Are you confident that you've got the mechanisms, I suppose, to nut them out as much as you can?
Look, Hawthorn is obviously not undefeated this year, so we don't think they're undefeatable, but we're well aware of the size of the task at hand.
You sort of, any concerns? I mean, when you're heading into a game, almost perfect storm type stuff, when you're coming back from Perth, they're in form, you know, they're up the top, that sort of thing. You worry about that?
Oh, look, what I'm looking forward to about the game is that we've got so many inexperienced players that get to learn and get great education from one of the best teams of the modern era, probably the best team of the modern era. And those guys, the experience for those guys will be invaluable.
You gave Brad Walsh his debut last week. Any more guys that might sort of fit in that selection mix?
We've played 40 players off our list this year, so and I think there's been quite a few debutants. They've all got experience at the top level, and the mix isn't going to change too much this week, just purely on the fact that we're not really getting anyone back from injury at this point in time. So we'll go in very inexperienced again, but again, it's a really good thing for the current football club and for the members to see bits and pieces of their future.
So Walker's still at least a week away?
Yes, Walker's unavailable, Nick Graham's unavailable, and of course all those other players that are long term.
Where's Christian Jacks at the moment? Played well in the VFL over the weekend?
Sorry?
Christian Jacks, where is he at in terms of his selection?
Did you see him play?
Oh, I read the match report from the Northern Blues, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so Christian Jacks is another young player who's been playing some reasonable football. I'm sure he'll play some footy for us in the seniors over the next period to the end of the season. But we want him to earn his way into the team.
What does this game mean for your coaching, John, do you think?
I think this is another game that we need to take another step forward in. And in terms of my future, that'll take care of itself in good time.
I know you're reluctant to talk about that, but when you're hearing other guys linked to the job that you're currently in, is that unsettling at all? I mean, how do you sort of handle all that sort of thing when you've got...
Oh, absolutely not. The club's got to do due diligence and do the best they can to make sure that they allow for the best possible future for this club, and I completely understand that, and who they choose is who they choose, and they've got to do their due diligence.
Just in the few weeks that you've had the role, how much have you learned or how much have you improved as a coach, do you think?
Oh, look, it's been a great experience. I've been really humbled by the response of the players, the fact that they've been able to grow their endeavour and play in a manner that we've asked them to play in, albeit their execution and decision-making hasn't quite got to a great standard yet. We're working hard on that. But as I said, the endeavour and the want to get things right has been impressive.
Is there a lot of emphasis on getting off to a good start on Friday, especially how at times Hawthorn have had a bit of wobbly starts, and also their last two games have absolutely smashed Sydney and Fremantle? So a lot of emphasis getting off to a good start.
Yeah, we've got a strong emphasis on getting off to a good start every week, and I'm sure that'll help us on Friday night if we can get off to a good start, no doubt.
Mark Murphy plays game 200. How have you seen his evolution as a leader and as a player?
Mark Murphy's an outstanding Carlton person. I can do nothing but congratulate him on such an outstanding achievement. his leadership over the last 6 or 7 weeks since I've taken over has been outstanding, and his want to drive this place to a better standard and to a environment that is going to allow us to be a really good football club has been nothing but first class. I'm sure he's looking forward to playing some good footy on Friday night.
Just, sorry, one more on yourself. If you
don't apologise, it's okay.
If you get really committed effort this week against Hawthorn, the top side, do you think you almost deserve to be the favourite for this position?
I think we're going to get committed effort like we have the last 6 or 7 weeks, and I'm very hopeful of that. The players have been driving that, the leaders have been driving that, and I'm confident that we'll get that committed effort. Whether that's good enough to compete with the Hawks, time will tell.